Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
You're very welcome. Greet your neighbor. Find out how they're doing. Find out if they have transport back home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, it's good to see you, every one of you. Barbara is shy. So for the next 1 month, she should always come and say something in front here. Glory be, not necessary to lead, but to say something. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You're saying amen, but I'll also get you. And you might not be happy with that. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, but that is the easiest way of what? Of helping people, amen? To become who they are. Glory be to God. Amen? There are some opportunities in life which will never be open to you unless you can, you can have the boldness to, you know what I mean? Glory be to God. Amen? Who else? My sister. She has... anyway. Hallelujah. Luke in New KJV. Luke chapter 7, verse 24, New KJV. This passage, it is Jesus when he was talking about... John the Baptist had been imprisoned. And Jesus... So anyway, he sends disciples to Jesus because he was like, if this is the guy, why can't he do something to get me free? So anyway, he sends his disciples to Jesus to ask him that, are you the coming one or should we wait for another? Because if you're the coming one, the one whom we've waited for, you should surely get me out of here. Amen. So anyway, when the disciples came and they gave the message to Jesus, Jesus did some miracles there. Then he sent back a message to John. Amen. And when the disciples had left, Jesus said, verse 24, it says that when the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitudes concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? Says a reed shaken by the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments. Indeed, those who are gorgeously dressed and live in luxury are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? Then Jesus said, a prophet. Then he answered himself and said, yes, I said to you, and more than a prophet. Glory be to God. Now put verse 26 in KJV. Now, this one says more than a prophet. But KJV actually adds the word much. And Jesus was saying that John the Baptist was much more than a prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, yes, I say to you, I told you to put KJV. Amen. Say, much more than what? A prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, this verse is intriguing. We right now in this city or in this Uganda, there's, a welcome fascination with a prophetic, and that's good. It is of God, it is a season. We're in the season in this country. Amen. But there's something called much more than a prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, most of the prophets I know, don't qualify for this. They're just prophets. Yes. You understand? Anyway, there's something much more than a prophet, being something where Jesus can say he is much more than a prophet. Hallelujah. Now, all of us are not prophets. You understand? People have different things. Musicians, whatever. Anything God has called you to do. Amen? Now, in that which God has, the assignment that God has given you to do, you can be much more than that. You understand? If you are, whatever, a worshiper, you understand? You shouldn't be just an ordinary worshiper. Amen? You should get a CV from the Lord that actually Albert is much more than a worshiper. Hallelujah. Amen? Whatever you are, amen, if you are a father, if you are a mother, if you are someone's girlfriend, you can be much more than a girlfriend. Glory be to God. Amen? And I'm very serious. Hallelujah. You can be much more than a boyfriend. I had a friend years ago. We were with him in school, senior one to senior six. Then we went to medical school. Now, so after, years later, I meet him somewhere, you know, then he begins to tell me about his girlfriend. He said, "Moses, this girl is so nice. I need to marry her quickly. Because if I don't, someone is going to take her. That she's so wonderful." Now, for me, I knew her, you know, and I wasn't seeing that one. That, anyway, to him, she was much more than a girlfriend. Glory be to God. Amen? So anyway, in whatever we do, God wants us to be much more than all those things. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? So today, as usual, we are just talking about essentially that. Simple stuff. Glory be to God. Simple what? Simple stuff. Being much more than. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, I give you an example of what. Now, this is talking about John the Baptist, prophets. And he says he was much more than a prophet. You know, Now, I can tell you for the truth. Now, most of you, even me, I'm mesmerized by what Elvis does. Phone number, WhatsApp, a profile pic, all those things. You know, and they are awesome. But to be honest, now, please don't misunderstand me. But I'll tell you the truth. Now, I'm talking about me. The greatest thing I love about attending that fellowship, to be honest, is not to see what phone number, name, cousin, what. But it is the presence in the place, that Elvis manifests. You know, to me, by the way, that is, now, I have prophets, rather friends. Anyway, I know prophets. But minus telling you stuff, they don't really carry anything on them. You understand? I can't sit in their fellowship for 1 hour. I can't. Of course, some don't. But there is no glory that they carry. You understand? Now, for me, now, again, it's me. To me, there's this thing called the glory of God. You know, that to me, it is so captivating. Now, that is me. Again, I said, I'm amused by those things, names, what, you know. But the greatest thing to me, now, that's how God has wired me. So, there are no issues. You understand? Now, for you, it could be something else. For some of you, it is the way he dresses. You know, some of you say, okay, yeah, phone number, blah, 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 but man, the way the guy dresses. You understand? Now, for me, it is what? The glory from the moment he starts to the end, there is something in the air. Hallelujah. Now, for that reason, for me, I consider him, Elvis, much more than a prophet. Because of the glory he carries that several, some don't carry. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Again, like I said, you all are not prophets. Eh? Amen? But there are things the Lord has assigned you to do. Eh? You understand? Eh? You can be much more than that thing. Eh? Because, for example, if you're, let's say, a footballer, even Muslims can be what? Footballers. Witches can be footballers. I'm telling you, witches. Footballers. Because to join a team, there's no Samia. If you're a witch, you cannot what? You cannot be here. It's not there. Hallelujah. And by the way, you guys, some of you are, you want to kill yourselves when your team what? Who lose it, but you don't know what's happening in soccer. Number one, there's witchcraft. It's true. Eh? The Premiership. I'm telling you. All those La Liga one. I'm telling you. Some of those managers travel from wherever they are. They go to Mombasa and engage the supernatural. I'm telling you. You ask them later. Then there you are wanting to kill yourself because of what? Amen? Then, of course, there's also money. Eh? Money changing hands, man. Eh? Glory be to God. Anyway, a witch can be a footballer. So you're born again, playing number 9. A witch playing number 9. You can be much more than number 9. Eh? Much more than the witch. Glory be to God. And I'm very serious. Eh? Some of you think I'm what? This is a powerful message. I'm very, very serious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Worshippers. Eh? John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 says, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now you can see much more. Eh? Not just worshiping, but worshiping in spirit and in truth. Then he says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must be much more than worshippers. They must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. Amen? There are many worshippers on Sunday, different churches, home churches, different places. Amen? But as LAT, we should be much more. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Worship is more than singing. Eh? Some of you should get this. Eh? It is more than playing instruments. You understand? There's something called playing instruments in spirit and in truth. Hmm? Glory be to God. Amen. And I'm talking to all of us. Eh? We can be much more than anything. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Any boyfriends here? Sam is a boyfriend to someone. Sam, you can be much more than a boyfriend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen? This church loves giving. We are joyful givers, and for that reason, there shouldn't be ideally financial depression in our lives. Eh? Now, you can be much more than a giver. You understand? Eh? You can be much more than a giver. Amen? Almost everyone gives according to them. The other thing is God has another definition of giving. Man, I'll never forget. like 2 years ago, something like that, our prophet Elvis, was telling me that time the fellowship was in open house. So he told me that the Lord had told him something which for weeks I was like, no, that one Elvis missed it. But I couldn't tell him. But also, the only way I could want to tell him no, that kind was to ask him, are you sure? Then he said, yes. He's like, but Anyway, so he told me that the Lord had told him that that place used to hold like 400 people something. You know, he told me that the Lord had told him that there were only five givers in those 500. I'm telling you. You know, eh? So, now, I couldn't believe that. Now, I was like,
okay.
You are a prophet, and much more than a prophet, but for this one, eh? He told the Lord, he told me that. The Lord told him there were five. So, I was like, so, we began to count. You know, eh? Then, of course, he said, now, like, for you now, your number, like, eh? Not number one, but now, like, one. Then we added somebody else. Anyway, the Lord told him one. I don't know if you are in those five. Eh? God, anyway, you can be much more. Anyway, God's definition of a giver, to this day, I don't clearly understand. But somehow, it must be in the scriptures. Eh? And I guess it is somewhere, it is also one of the descriptions we know can be maybe in 2 Corinthians 9:7. Eh? Amen? We're talking about being much more. Eh? Now, it says, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly. There are some people who give grudgingly, but they have given. So do you think God considers that as giving? But they have given. Offertory bags pass around, they put something. They have given, isn't it? No, that's according to you. According to you, they have given. According to God, they haven't. However much it is. Eh? Anyway, all of necessity, then say, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen? Now you can see, being much more than a giver eh, is being a cheerful giver. Amen? When your default mode is giving. Glory be to God. A cheerful God. Now you're much more than a giver. Hallelujah. Amen? I haven't exactly reached there, eh? But one day, I'm going to, and it can't take long, eh? When I'll be like 97% cheerful giver. Hallelujah. But I'm doing kind of well. I know I'm doing well. Kind of, eh? Amen? By the way, right now, concerning giving, my greatest concern right now, something that, you know, is on my mind, is I want the Lord to tell me, that there's someone who either is out giving me, like is giving more than I do, or that there's someone coming close. I'm very serious. I'm very, very serious. I don't want anyone. I'm telling you, I don't, you know. Amen? By the way, that is a godly attitude. Very godly. Enoch, you know Enoch in the Bible? Years ago, appeared to Prophet Paul. Put there. And Enoch asked Paul, why are you trying to outdo me? You know, he says that Enoch walked with God so tight, you know. So Enoch came and told Paul, why are you trying to outdo me? Glory be to God. Amen? You see, and so even Enoch was concerned, man. There's some guy who's what? Now, I honestly, and now I know when I begin to ask God these questions, he always answers me. Now, for quite some time, it's on my head. I'm like, God, I hope this no man is not what? And by the way, giving, how much God considers someone a giver, it is not amounts. It is not amounts. Now, that's where people, where they get what? Messed up. It is like being prosperous. It's not about how much you have, how much toys you're playing around with, cars, toys, gadgets, toys. You have five toys in your parking lot, and then now you think that it's a sign of prosperity. Not necessarily. Eh? These are just toys. Eh? Toys. It's the truth, eh? but you know. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not really what you have, eh? What you don't have, where you stay, where you don't stay. But you can be much more than a giver. Can be a cheerful giver. My daughter is joining what's the equivalent of P1 soon. So anyway, so I went to the school some time ago, picked form, blah, blah, blah. I saw the fees, whatever. Then, for some reason, there's a figure which got in my head that is. So anyway, weeks later, I talked to my wife and I was telling her, yeah, I need to get this amount of money for Eden, you know. Yeah? Then she said, how much? I told her. She's like, where did you see that? I'm like, didn't I show you the form? She's like, and then she brings the form. Man, I don't know where I got that figure from. Thing didn't exist. Amen. Anyway, but some time ago, last week, I received some money, eh? And I knew now this is Eden's school fees. Glory be to God. So I immediately called the school, asked them, so should I pay now and then I come? They said, no, call us after 1 month. I was like, me keeping this money for a month. You understand? Because when I have money, man, I can hear God. I'm telling you, I hear God very, very well. Very, very well. I don't know if it's God or what, but I hear God. Amen? So I was like, now, this money, in order for me not to hear God with it, I got it and I gave it to my wife. I'm like, here it is. Keep this money for a month. Eden's feast. Glory be to God. Because my default mode, hallelujah. anyway, God is good. Amen? But you can be much more than a giver. Amen? And one of the ways is being a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Cheerful giver. Cheerful. Amen? The only trick with that is that the day that people discover you, man, they are going to con you. Hallelujah. So again, you also have to hear God. In, you know, some stories which will be what? Which come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Now, so we've talked about being much more than a worshiper. That is worshiping in spirit and in truth. Amen? And if you want to learn more about how to do that, read the book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. By Kenneth E. Hagin. Hallelujah. How many have read it? No, worship team. How many in the worship team have read the book? Anyway, read that book. It will help you. The problem with you, you're so distracted by social media. Why don't you first disable the data? If you understand, I'm writing a book on financial... on finances. But I want to make the book as short as, possible. Because I know these days people don't finish books. They don't. So my book, at one time I was even surprised. Man, I hope this book is not going to be 20 pages. I began writing one chapter and I was like, yeah, I've written everything I can write about the chapter. And there, 2 pages. I was like, amen? But I was like, yeah, but it makes sense because if you write more stuff than that, they're going to be so much. Glory be to God. By the way, I see it might clock 100 pages. Hallelujah. But anyway, distractions, WhatsApp, Facebook, those things are not evil, but you can use them in an evil way. Amen? So, worship in spirit and in truth. In that sense, you're much more than a worshiper. Glory be to God. Amen. You can give cheerfully. That makes you much more than a giver. Hallelujah. And now, this is for all of you in this place. Because you're all rich. Amen? Are you rich? Some of you are like, man, okay, I confess I am, but... Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. For the rich, you can be much more than rich. Amen? And I'm not talking about toys, the number of toys. Amen? It says, command you, in LAT, command those who are rich in this present age, not to be prideful, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Then it adds, verse 18, let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. Now that's being much more than rich. Number one, you're not prideful. You know? Number two, you understand that these are uncertain riches. Uncertain. Amen? There's a proverb which says that riches have wings. Do you know that verse? You guys are joking. Riches have wings. That's why you cannot just be there pursuing what financial what? Money, running after money, man. You can get it, but you know, they have wings. Amen? They have wings. Any uncertain riches. You know, you should know they're uncertain, so you don't put your trust in them. Number two, you're not prideful. Glory be to God. Because, first of all, it's not your money. You are just entrusted with it. You know, and for some people, they were not even entrusted with it. They stole it. Glory be to God. Just because someone has money does not mean that they were, even if Balokole, a good number of Balokole, the money they have, they were not entrusted with it. They stole it. I'm telling you. And you know these things. There are Balokole who hit each other on the head. These things happen. You know, Balokole are the same people, just like the people are not, but you know, we're in the same, you understand? So some behavior, some, you know, it's, you know, same stuff. Hitting people on the head. And then they go and then they sow into the Hilton project. Stolen money. Amen? Then afterwards they are wondering, but God, man, my finances, man. I need to meet Prophet Elvis. My finances. Because, yeah, he told us to give. The other day he brought what? What's his name? Cavaletta. Tell us about giving. And I gave. You know, but I don't know. What's it? But, you know, there's a verse which says that the Lord does not delight in abominable sacrifices. Something like that. So some of the things, the money people are giving, the sowing which they're doing is nonsense. Hallelujah. It's not, maybe, this can now make sense. Maybe that's why, again, God would say that at that time there were five, what? Because God was looking for where that money came from, you know. Maybe, again, don't quote me on this. I'm just thinking now, what the possibilities of what, you know. Then some, I guess, were giving, but they had not even actually first tithed the tithe, you know. So now they are trying to appease God. So I didn't tithe, but here is a 200 thou. You understand? And God is like, you see, and so, man, God considers so many things. Hallelujah. Amen? So now you can see how giving deserves a book of its own. Maybe that will be my second book. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So you who are rich, don't be prideful. Don't trust in uncertain riches, but trust in God. Amen. The other thing, which I think is the one which really qualifies you to be a much more than rich, is you do good. And because of that, you're rich in good works. Then, again, your default mode is giving. You're always ready to give. Glory be to God. Ready to give. Ready? Yeah? Ready. You're always ready. In season and out of what? Season. Yeah? And you're willing to share. Amen? And in that sense, God will say, that guy, that chick, is much more than a giver. Hallelujah. Don't you want the CV that John the Baptist had, you guys? Man, that's an awesome CV. Just imagine, 80 prophets in this room. Then God singles out one and say, Anita is much more than a prophet. Isn't that awesome? You understand? Now, you can be that in any field. You can be a much more than a worshiper, a much more than a giver, much more than a rich. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Again, I say simple stuff. Simple what? Simple stuff. You know all these things. Amen? Glory be to God. If you are a leader of any kind, you're leading some people. One or two. You can be much more than a leader. Glory be to God. Amen? You can be much more than a leader. Amen? You can be much more than Kaihura. He's a leader. You can be much more than what? You can be much more than a Besigye. Really, Besigye, well, he could be born again. I saw a pic when he was at All Saints. I saw it. Did someone show me that pic? I think in that last week of the presidential campaign, he went to All Saints. Then there's a pic when the guy is, I saw it. But for some reason, it has never appeared in the media. How many have seen that picture? I saw it, man. I was shocked. But now, just because someone goes in front doesn't mean they're born again. I don't know it, but it's possible. Bam, yeah? Hallelujah. But what I'm saying, you can be much more than any leader. Not in terms of like how many people you're leading, how much influence you're building, but in some qualities. Amen. Like Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3. You remember? Yeah, anyway, so at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to who? Just like he's going to appear to who? Hallelujah. So at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And by the way, the reason why God appeared to him in a dream, it was because Solomon was much more than a giver. You know that, huh? You know what he did prior to that. He was much more than a giver. Hallelujah. Amen. So then it says, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? Then verse 8. So he says that your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? Then it says in verse 10, that the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Hallelujah. Here was a king, but he wasn't just after amassing wealth, after fame, harassing people, you know what I mean? He wanted to lead them well. He wanted to judge them rightly, fairly. You understand? So in a sense, he asked for wisdom, not necessarily for himself, but so that he can do his followers good. Hallelujah. Now, that is so beautiful. You see, he asked so that, you know, qualities that would enable him to treat the children of God well. You understand? And the Bible says that what he asked for pleased the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, in that sense, Solomon was much more than a leader. You understand? Because his concern was the people of God. He even called them a great people. You understand? He wasn't just calling them these stupid guys who I'm going to play with. They're going to do whatever I want. You understand? He called them a great people. He saw greatness in the children of God. And so, because of that, he wanted to treat them right. These are the children of God. You understand? So he asked for that which would help him, you know, to do the best he could for them. Amen. And the Bible says that what he asked for, it pleased the Lord. Amen. So he got it, what he asked for, basically the wisdom, you know. And then he got even another thing which he didn't ask for. Why? Because God was so pleased. You understand? Solomon, at that point in time, was much more than a leader. The same people, men, the whole reason why they want to become leaders is so they can get more money. You know, because for most things, leadership comes with more opportunities. So now that is the number one reason people want to become leaders. Can you imagine? It has nothing to do with the people who they are going to lead. But they are seeing, more dimes, you know. Now you will just be an ordinary leader. In fact, heaven won't even consider you as a leader. You know what I mean? They will call for a meeting of leaders. No, they're like our parliament. You know, I think one day God will tell what Elvis. He will tell him, do you see that parliament of yours? There are only three leaders. Three what? Hey. Then some of you will say, Yeah, in fact, it has to be so and so because she's born again, he's born again, she's born again. Then God said, nonsense. In fact, they are Muslims. You know, those ones are just going around saying, I'm born again, but they are not there. If you see their hearts, you understand, they are worse than what? Muslims. They are much less than leaders. You understand? Much more less than leaders. But God wants you to be much more than a leader. At your workplace, be much more than a boss. That I'm saying, if even you just have one person under you, you know what I mean? Be much more than a boss. You know, man, the way people terrorize their whatever, you know, I'm convinced I wasn't what? Born to be a leader. Because some of the things, anyway, whatever. But you guys who are born to be what? Who leaders, please be much more than a leader. Hallelujah. Be concerned about the welfare of your people. Obviously, you don't have $1 billion to what? But be concerned that it's just not someone else, not transient, and then just say, I can't help them, but Father, in the name of Jesus, do something. That's great. And they might never know, but God knows you love your people. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you have maids. So in that sense, you are a leader. Amen. You are a leader. You have a maid. Be much more than a leader to your maid. Of course, she will mess you up, definitely. Yeah, everyone messes other people up. You know, there's no one that they miss, you know. Hallelujah. Tadeo messed up Albert, or Albert messed up Tadeo with some song. The last song, which was supposed to usher in the presence of God. Now, I don't know who messed up with the other, but the point I'm trying to make is everyone messes up everyone sometimes, you know. Glory be to God. But you can be much more than a leader. Glory be to God. Amen. But these things sound very simple. But they are not really that simple. Okay, they are simple, but very important. If they were not important, Jesus wouldn't have said of John the Baptist that he was much more than a prophet. If they were not important. If this sermon is not great, you understand? Then Jesus wouldn't have said of John the Baptist that he was much more than a prophet. However, we all are not what? Prophets. So God would want us to be much more than what he has called us to be. Are you hearing me? Glory be to God. Today we have talked about worshiping, we have talked about giving, we have talked about reach, we have talked about leadership. Glory be to God. Amen. Now we're going to talk about babes. Amen. Now fellows are happy. And husbands are pretending that they are not what? That they have it hard. It's only the, you know, the single guys, right? Married guys are what? Are pretending like they didn't hear. Apart from Collins. Maybe because his wife is not here. Hallelujah. But wives are also babes. Amen? So, no one should report you. Amen? Glory be to God. You can be more than a babe. Hallelujah. Where's Carol? Albert's wife. Albert's babe. Carol, you can be more than a what? More than Albert's babe. Glory be to God. Maureen has a boyfriend. You can be more than a girlfriend. Hallelujah. Charlotte. Elvis, the other day, joined you together. Yeah? You can be more than ever. Glory be to God. Amen? By the way, I've joined two people in marriage in the spirit. And I don't see how they're going to escape it. I'm telling you. Now, but right now, I'm developing a sermon. I'm telling you, I'm developing a sermon. I'm trying to, by the way, I'm developing a sermon. I'm trying to see how someone can clearly, you remember Catherine Kuhlman in anyway, Bambi, she got issues. She married a guy called who? Jackie should know. You're always reading everything, Robert Slado, everything, you know, Jackie. Catherine Kuhlman's husband was called who? Anyway, world trip, amen? Glory be to God. Anyway, but they had, anyway, let me leave this, what? This subject, it is very, hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 3, from verse 3 to 6, it is talking to babes, all of you, by the way, you girls, your number one reason for living is to look beautiful, It shouldn't be your number one reason. And some of you are laughing because you think that's what I told you. I've never told anyone. But it says, do not let your adornment be merely outward. Arranging the hair, wearing gold, For most people, this shouldn't be in the Bible. We are in God. Very few, like Ugandans, right? Amen? But we are getting there, amen? We are getting there as a lady. Our babes are going to wear what? Gold. I know this fake gold from Grand Imperial. It's fake, man. Many guys cough a lot of money for nothing. That's why you guys, what, engagement rings, just go outside, what? Christ the King. Those ones are cheap and they deserve to be cheap. But you go to Grand Imperial, they tell you, phew, come, the thing is much more less. Hallelujah. Then wait one day when, anyway, don't take my advice, you get in trouble. Hallelujah. So anyway, you know what is this called? There was something. Arranging the hair. Arranging the what? The hair. Again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. And I've told my wife this, but not that it concerned her. Amen? But I've just told her. Because she's my friend, so we talk some stuff. Amen? But anyway, I'm convinced that, you know those salon women, they call them hair what? Hairdressers. I'm convinced that they sit in those places and they laugh when women come in looking beautiful with their hair. Then they come in and they do stuff. What you want? They do things, pay 60K, and they're like, we've given you what you wanted. You know, then they laugh. I'm convinced about that. That they laugh, say, do you understand? And now, they laugh, but also them, there are also some hairdressers who laugh at them. Because, man, I don't know, there's this thing about women just wanting to always change things or what. A woman is looking beautiful today, 12:20. Excuse the saloon, 1 hour later. Then you wonder, what, you know, am I the only one who sees that? Your girlfriends are not here, so you can. Collins, you know, your wife is not here, you can. Yeah? She's saying, yeah. It's true. It's true. Find a girl. A giza babe. She has a puff. You know, she's looking great. Then she goes in salute, then she comes up with these things, man. By the way, I'm preaching because arranging the hair is in the Bible. Hallelujah. And somehow, you should pray for an angel to appear to you and teach you how to arrange your hair. Glory be to God. Serious stuff. Weddings. Weddings introduction. I don't know what happens. You meet this girl. Her wedding is Saturday. You meet on Friday, 2 p.m., she's looking nice. You get her at her wedding after she has messed up herself. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. And you wonder, what was wrong? Why do you, And the thing is, women don't help each other. They give each other poison. Say, wow. And in their hearts, there's no wow. Hallelujah. But because we are not your husbands, we are not your boyfriends, we just what? Glory be to God. At least for me, I tell my wife, I tell her, Glory be to God. And sometimes I tell her, like some Sundays, I tell her that, please, that dress, Then she jams, then she comes here, then you guys flatter her. Wow, wow. Then I'm like, didn't I tell her that they were lying? No. Glory be to God. Anyway, you can arrange your hair much more than. Glory be to God. Amen? I believe I have a sense of beauty. Though my dad used to assure us that you people... We used to mess up that guy. Say, you people, you don't have a sense of beauty. Hallelujah. But I think concerning women and stuff, I think where I got the sense of beauty was having gone to SMAC. You understand? If you want a guy who has a sense of beauty, you understand? Yeah, get a SMAC guy. I'm telling you, there's something about that school. I'm telling you. If it wasn't true, Sam's girlfriend wouldn't have been a hot babe, but you know, but he has a sense of what? Of beauty. Hallelujah. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold or putting on nice dresses. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Now that's now being much more than a babe. Being much more than a babe, wonderfully dressed, arranging the hair great. There's much, you can be much more than. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, having an incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Now you're being much more. If something is very precious in the eyes of God, then you're much more than. Amen? If something pleases the Lord, then you're much more than. Glory be to God. Amen? For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves. Amen? Being submissive to their husbands and boyfriends. As Sarah. I had a friend in the States when I was there for school. She was called Sarah. But she used to call Sarah. Sarah. You know? Sarah. I even saw her the last time I was there. So as Sarah, you know, obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Amen? So, by the way, I realize that gentle and quiet spirit, really, it means submissive, according to this verse. Not just being there quiet, but inside you're rebellious. Hallelujah. You can be much more than what? Amen? I'm going somewhere with Sam this afternoon. So I'm going to ask him whether his girlfriend is what? How she is, but Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? So be much more than what? Be much more than a babe. Hallelujah. This is your husband? You're the husband? Yeah. Am I preaching well? Glory be to God. This is how you can get many men in church. Say, that pastor, I will take it out of the that pastor is good. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. So anyway, be much more than. Be submissive. Be gentle and quiet spirit. It says it is very precious in the sight of God. Amen? Then, for the dudes. Now, this one, I'm going to go through it real quick. Because I don't qualify to talk about it. Amen? Ephesians 5:25. Boyfriends, husbands. It says, love your chicks. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. If you do that, you'll be much more than a boyfriend or a husband. Amen. Glory be to God. So we have finished that one. I don't qualify. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, Very quickly, now this is the most important thing that I'm going to say. Most important thing number one is be much more than. Now, most important thing number two is this. How you can be much more than. Amen? And there's nothing deep coming. Glory be to God. It's not coming. It's tough, you know. Hallelujah. But we shall go back to the story of John the Baptist in Luke. You know, after Jesus had said he was much more than a prophet, we're going to see what made him much more than a prophet. Amen? And that will also make you much more than whatever. Amen? So Luke chapter 7, verse 27, Jesus says of John the Baptist that God had said that this is he of whom it is written, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." Now, this is what made John the Baptist much more than a prophet. Amen? His whole purpose in life, amen, was to prepare the way for the Lord. You understand? John the Baptist had no other agenda. You understand? His only reason for living was to glorify the Lord, to prepare a way for him, to make sure he comes on the scene when everything is in place, and thereafter, leave the picture. You understand? It was all about Jesus. All about that. Glory be to God. And because of that, that was his assignment, to prepare the way not for himself. Not for him. He didn't have any agenda. He had died, you know, this is what someone said, dying to self. He had no ambitions. Zero. No ambitions. No nothing. Can you imagine someone who has no ambition? Most of you chicks, you think that guy is fake. He didn't know why he's living. He has no goal. He has no objective. But the guy has told you, my objective is to glorify the Lord. But you want to hear what business plans he has, what career development plans, you know. Hallelujah. Now, John the Baptist, his primary objective was to prepare the way for the Lord. And he was so in that, because at one time he said that I must decrease and he must increase. Glory be to God. If you want to know more about John the Baptist, read the book, When God Walked the Earth. Hallelujah. Hey man, just, you know, please read it. If you don't have it, talk to Joseph. Amen? He'll send it to you. But on condition that you're going to read it, you're first going to switch off data. Amen? We're tired of wasting our what? We send you books, Temubu Soma. Glory be to God. And there's some, you haven't finished this, but you're still asking for the other one, you know. Hallelujah. Anyway, this is how you can also become much more. Paul, you can become much more than a prophet. Actually, for you, you're much more than a prophet. But you should stay there. Hallelujah. When whatever you're pursuing in life is all about Jesus. You understand? Babes, when you're so Christ-centered, you understand? You want to please the Lord. If you have that thing, that attitude, I mean, you'll be much more than any area in your life. Glory be to God. It is that simple. That's why I was telling you there's nothing deep coming. Yet it is deep. It is deep because not so many people have that attitude. That's why this is deep. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, I'm going to be much more than a pastor. In fact, according to heaven, I'm much more than a pastor. Amen? Because, well, one of the evidences, you saw that dream when the Lord was saying that this church is as good as Caris Bible College. as good as. Hallelujah. No, that means, number one, that we are much more than a church. We are much more. Glory be to God. Amen? I am much more than a giver. You know, 98%, but to a degree. Amen? That is why I'm the what? I'm the financial prosperity overseer of the country. Amen? Patricia, you can be much more. Glory be to God. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Another way you can be much more. The Bible says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being what? Transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is going to make you much more in anything is the glory of the Lord. Amen? Where there's the glory of God that touches every aspect of your life. You know, if you're a husband, the glory of the Lord, you know, it touches you in that, as you know. If you're a giver, you're touched by the glory and you become much more than a giver. Amen? Now, how that glory will come, that ability, is by beholding the Lord. Amen? By beholding. And the more you behold him, the more clearly you behold him with unveiled face. Amen? You'll be transformed. Because who is the best person that ever lived or the best person that there is? It is Jesus. You know, you cannot even say that he's much more than. He's the ultimate. You understand? And if you're going to be much more, it just means you're growing continually, you know, more and more into his what? Stature. You know, and the Bible says the only way you're going to do that is by beholding. Hallelujah. This is now where you cannot escape spending time with him. You understand? You cannot escape it if you want to be much more than in anything. You know, now like giving. Giving is not a natural thing, man. I'm telling you, anyone who God considers as a giver, man, those people are supernatural. Giving is not natural. I'm telling you. You know that by now. You're 26. You know that. Giving is not a natural thing. It's not. Somehow you have to be graced by the Lord because it's not natural. There is nothing about your flesh that wants to give. It's not there. You understand? Even when you want to give, olaba mfunira muwa. That's why chicks, I don't understand chicks. I say, man, that guy is kind. What? Man, the guy, Abaziza, you know, he's after something. He's not a giver. He's like, you know, let me what? Now that's not giving. But giving when you don't have anything you're going to benefit, you're not plotting nothing, it's not natural. You must have been touched by the Lord. Glory be to God. And that often comes when you spend time in his presence. Hallelujah. Then your person, who you are, amen, is continually changed into the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You've been blessed? Yes. Ready to be much more than? Yes. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for you set us on a course. You set us on a journey that will cause us to be glorified in the name of Jesus, to stand out in the midst of the crowd, that you will say, so and so, they are mine, and I trust them. They're doing very well. They are more than prophets. They are more than worshippers. They are much more than givers, much more than husbands, much more than wives, much more than bosses, much more than bankers, much more than artists, much more than businessmen. Why? Because whatever they are doing it for your name's sake. They're not seeking fame. They're not seeking the things of this world. They are only desiring you, Jesus, and you alone. Father, you help us in this journey. You help us, precious Father. You can have this.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.